Welcome back to the studio. I am Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. If you like what you hear here, there are all kinds of links, dozens of them in the notes. Go find out how you can book time with me directly. You can get access to books that I've written to make your life better and all the things. Learn how to join Geode Blockchain, be a validator, be a nominator. Holy cow. Be a user. Enjoy the decentralized app. So many things. Go down there and check it out. Today, we are celebrating Geode Blockchain's one-year anniversary. Woo! So we are so excited about this. Obviously, I had to make a video about this as Geode's founder. Wow, what a ride. So what I want to talk about today is how it started, how we actually got successfully to this point, which is a point that a lot of projects don't get to. So we're very, very lucky and maybe not so lucky. I'll tell you how we did it and where we want to go from here and why it's awesome. And I hope you will celebrate with me. So Geode Mainnet is turning 1 year old. Holy cow. I can't even believe those words are coming out of my mouth. This project started in late February of 2022 when Tom, my husband and co-founder, and I, we were seeing everything that we knew that Web3 could be, that we knew that blockchain could do, that centralized systems couldn't do, and that smart contracts could do that would really show off their capabilities and really be useful for people. And the utility, the usefulness is really the big deal. We're like, this could be so useful. But all the projects we saw out there were doing things that weren't as useful. It was all just, you know, sketchy finance stuff and cartoon monkeys. And we're like, well, that's cute and that's fun. But what about the important stuff? And I guess nobody wanted to build the really practical stuff because it's not sexy. It's not exciting, right? Well, neither is Craigslist, but it's useful. And Web3 has long suffered from a major lack of utility and from not really measuring real value and capturing real value for people. And so that's what we wanted to change. So that decision in late February of 2022 to give it a go was momentous. And at that point, we weren't thinking, we're going to build a layer one chain and we're going to build all this stuff. And we just thought, well, let's just see what we can do. And at that point, I did not know how to program. And yes, most PhDs in math do not know how to program. Some do. Most actually don't. I was a theoretical mathematician, so it was all paper and pens and things like that. And then afterwards, I was a system engineer, but I was high enough ranking that, oh, I had people who could program. I didn't know how to program at all. Tom knew how to program some, but we found Substrate. Substrate is an amazing SDK or software development kit for building blockchains. Phenomenal. It is Ethereum 2.0. And that's because the people who created Substrate, Parity, are the same people who were working on Ethereum. And then they went, you know what? We could do better. And when they finished their work with Ethereum, then they went and they created this. And it's the software that Polkadot is built on. You've heard, maybe you haven't heard, the founder of Cardano say Polkadot is Ethereum 1.5. And so then they continued to improve Substrate so that anybody could build blockchain. And it's really a phenomenal way. I could fangirl about it all day, but I won't. But it made it possible. And although Gavin Wood does this really great demonstration where he takes a laptop, brand new, unwraps it out of the box, wrapped in plastic, right, to prove that it's brand new. And he uses Substrate to start up a blockchain in less than an hour. True. But that's a development chain. And two, there are so many nuances on how to keep it going. So our entire first year was focused on, first year of the project was focused on nothing but learning how to operate this beast in the right way. You know, how to actually start a chain. There are so many nuances. in terms of the chain spec, in terms of tweaking out the code to be the right kind of thing that you want that's right for you, in terms of creating the custom specification for it, in terms of exactly how to start up nodes with which flags and what works and what doesn't, because you pick the wrong one and then your node shuts down, you don't know why. And you can mess it up real easy about 20 different ways. So we had to go through, and it was just a lot of learning. So the entire first year, we were learning Substrate. Prior to that, we were going through all the legalities, looking at laws across the entire world. What are we working with? What are the boundaries? How do we stay compliant while still trying to achieve what we're trying to achieve? Writing up a white paper for what we're trying to do. And then just learning how to operate this code. So being handed Substrate is kind of like having a leash on a wild beast you just found in the jungle and nobody knows what it is. You're pretty sure it might attack you. You don't even know. It's crazy. So learning how to operate that was really one of our biggest things that we were doing. And so it was pretty much a whole year to get to the point that we felt like we understood it well enough to start a chain, and then we actually could start a layer one chain. And so we did. First, it was several test nets, trying things out, experimenting, and then there was the main net, which launched on Valentine's Day of 2023. And so that's where we get our one-year anniversary of the actual mainnet launch, the genesis block of the Geode blockchain. Ah, I'm so excited. So to get to this point, over 5 million blocks in is quite a journey. I don't need to go into all of that here. But once we actually had the chain up and running, it's like, well, let's start making some apps to run on it. And there was a basic suite of about 8 different apps that we wanted to build as the basics, right, as the foundation. And that came from this concept of, if you're going to build a new town, literally in the real world, build a new town, it needs certain basic things. You need a bank. You need a grocery store. You need a school. Certain things like this. There's a list of things that you need, right? People need to be able to buy and sell things. People need to be able to communicate. People need to be able to learn. People need to be able to do all the things they need to do, right? And to be able to send money back and forth. So I said, okay. So we're going to need apps for communication, apps for banking. We're going to need apps for buying and selling things, and a few extras. And education, I do want to do apps for that, but we'll get there. And there's some of our partners now that are doing that. So we're going to let them do it because they're going to do it better. So we decided on this basic suite of apps, and we started churning out these apps. Now, to do all of this, I had to learn how to program in the middle of this. And so I decided that Rust would be my first language because Rust is what Substrate is built on. And then everybody's like, oh no, Rust is so hard. Well, if it's your first language, it's not nearly as bad because you don't know any different. You just go, okay. So I learned Rust. I learned Ink, which is very similar to Solidity, just slightly easier to work with. Also written by Gavin Wood. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Gavin. Thank you, Parity, because these are awesome, awesome tools. So I learned all of that, and we started writing decentralized apps. Tom learned the front end, which is all in JavaScript, TypeScript mostly. And we dove in, and we just start churning out apps. And in the span of less than 11 months, closer to 10 and a half months, we put out all 8 of the basic foundational apps. And that's just insane. But I tell you what, just having a chain and just having apps, it doesn't mean anything if you don't have a community. The most remarkable thing about Geode, in my opinion, is the community. A community has formed around this project, all volunteer, grassroots, everybody just pitching in their effort. No investors, so we didn't have any investors. Nobody had any money to put into this. So we just built it. Everybody put in their effort and their time. And so, of course, they got coin. All of the new, the validators who came on in the first year, the nominators who came on in the first year, the community builders who are out there building the community, offering leadership within the community, people get paid in coin, but they don't get paid in fiat. And it takes a lot of vision to come on in the early stages of a project like that, see the vision and say, I'm in, this is the future. And that is just, that makes my heart explode. That people could come in and see the vision that we had. And they could see it too. Because it's a big vision. I don't know if you caught my video on that. It's a big vision. We're like, we're going to be the layer one blockchain for practical apps. Useful things that really capture value. And then we're going to be the hub of the Internet of Chains, where you can come and we're kind of like be the Google of all of the blockchain world, because somebody needs to be. And I think Geode should be that. We're going to put it right in the center where you can be able to search out apps on other chains and use them from within Geode. So you get the best of the entire Internet of Chains. And then we're going to be the Apple of the blockchain space by offering, not quite Apple, because we actually want to offer affordable hardware. I love you, Apple. Everything I have is Apple. But I want chain-ready hardware. I want phones and tablets that are cheap and are chain-ready, ready to connect in with Geode Chain or other chains right out of the box. Already wallet ready, Web3 ready, right out of the box. And so that's kind of our big ambitious vision. And other people were able to come in and see that even before I expressed it and say, this is coming at it from the right place. And then partners start to show up and say, can we build on your chain? Absolutely, you can build on our chain. Welcome, friend. We make it cheap to do it. We're trying to do this the right way. It shouldn't cost a ton to put apps out on blockchain, to use it. It should be cheap. The gas fees should be so low that it's accessible to everyone around the world, to build on it, to use it, to experiment and try new things. And that's the community that came in around it. So the users, the testers, the validators, the nominators, the community builders, the leaders, the partners. Holy cow. And all of this in 1 year? Where we are at in 1 year, I am blown away. So I celebrate on this 1 year anniversary of Geode, this community that made this happen, because it's this community that's going to continue to create that vision as it goes forward. I know I'm the face you usually see, but I got to tell you, I am just one little person in this amazing community, and they are the ones that are making this happen, and it's so exciting. So happy birthday, Geode Blockchain. And I cannot even imagine what the next year is going to bring. I can't even imagine, but I know it's going to be epic. So join us. Go and find geodechain.com, see what we're all about, join us in the Discord if you really want to get into it, become a validator, become a nominator, become a community builder. This is grassroots, all volunteer from the ground up, but this is the future of the Internet of Chains. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next time.